This is 89.1 WEMU. It is your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Cinema Chat, where we talk all things movies. My co-host and partner is Nick Alderink from Marquee Arts, and welcome to WEMU's brand new studios, Nick.
This is a great spot. It's great to be here. It still has that new studio smell.
For at least another week till people populate it, right? Exactly right. Well, we're looking forward to the years that will come in this particular studio and years more of Cinema Chat as well. Now, Nick, the National Film Registry has decided that there are a whole bunch of new movies that belong in the Library of Congress. Yeah. And that list was written, and there was a story done on NPR by our good friend Netta Ulaby, a Washtenaw County resident. Mm-hmm. And it includes a number of movies that folks have heard of and a number of movies that perhaps I certainly have not.
Yeah, there's we're going back to 1896 for The Tramp and the Dog. But, you know, there's some really great films. There's also The Oath of the Sword from 1914. That's an early Japanese film. And The Big Chill, I'm really excited to see on here.
That was a great movie at the time. And it's one of those where no matter where in the movie I catch it these days, I will just watch the end.
Yeah, yeah. An important film, and also such a great soundtrack. There's so much music in there that I'm glad is being preserved as
and of
well.
Of course, the cast, U of M graduates.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And then going to White Christmas and from 1954 and going all the way up to Clueless from 95.
Clueless?
And
that belongs in the Library of Congress?
It is certainly a 90s time capsule, that's for sure. The Incredibles from 2004, great animated film. There's just a lot of great films.
Yeah,
on this
long
list.
And you can find the entire list in the story from NPR's Netta Ulaby on our website at WEMU.org. So take a gander at it. But we also have films that will be available now, films being created now.
Yeah.
And that includes a premiere that will open in Ann Arbor on Friday night.
Yeah, there's a film called Resurgo. This will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. This is a landmark documentary from director Stephen McGee and poet-producer Jessica Kerr Moore. This film was created from 20 years of immersive filmmaking in Detroit, drawing from millions of photographs and thousands of hours of footage. The film rejects the decades-old narrative of Detroit as a symbol of decline, and instead it presents a powerful, people-centered portrait on a city defined by creativity, endurance, and humanity. And we will feature a post-film discussion with Stephen McGee and Jessica Kerr Moore at the Michigan tomorrow.
It'll be nice to see a film about Detroit that takes that kind of more positive perspective.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful city that's really seen a terrific renaissance, and it's time that the rest of the nation saw this as well.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. There's another film opening at the Michigan Theater on Friday. It's called A Private Life.
Yeah, this is it's about renowned psychiatrist Lilia Steiner, played by Jodie Foster.
Oh, I'm so glad she's back.
Who mounts a private investigation into the death of one of her patients, whom she is convinced has been murdered. And this is actually a French language film. Jodie Foster speaks entirely in French in this one.
Well, yeah. Where'd she go? Princeton or Columbia or one of those schools? And Yale, maybe.
Yeah. And she also, I believe, she spent time in France as a kid, and she spent time at a school there, and she learned to speak French at a very young age.
Well, obviously it's going to be subtitled, correct?
Yeah, so that's right, yeah.
People like me can understand. but I look forward to Jodie Foster in just about anything, that should be a good one. What else is opening this weekend?
Send Help is opening at the State tomorrow. This is from director Sam Raimi of The Evil Dead and many other great horror films, starring Rachel McAdams and Dylan O'Brien. It's about two colleagues who become stranded on a deserted island, the only survivors of a plane crash. And on the island, they must overcome past grievances and work together to survive. But ultimately, it's a battle of wills and wits to make it out alive.
You know, Sam Raimi has a unique filmmaking perspective, so that will add. But this is a story that has been visited a number of times.
Yeah. And it does draw on his horror influences, but it's also a great, it's a lighthearted horror movie.
Right.
I wouldn't call it a comedy, but it has that aspect to it.
And Rachel McAdams is good at that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What about An Iron Lung?
All right, so we are playing this. This is a one-night-only screening on Saturday, January 31st at 7 o'clock, but you can find it in multiplexes this weekend as well. This is about survivors of the apocalypse launch an X expedition to a barren moon with an ocean of blood. And this was written, directed, executive produced, edited, and starring YouTuber Mark Fishbach. And this is adapted of the from the 2022 video game of the same name.
There's a video game called Iron Lung?
Yeah, that's right. And I believe he spent time on his YouTube channel playing the game, and then he decided to make a movie about it as well. So this is very indie, very low budget feature.
It should come as no surprise to you that I did not hear of the video game Iron Lung, since my video game knowledge started and ended with Pong.
Yeah.
Right? So that's about where I am with all of that. But, you know, it could be interesting.
Yeah, and a lot of people are excited for this one that played the game.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Nick Aldering from Marquee Arts. A number of times for Hash Bass, Tommy Chong has appearances here in Ann Arbor, and he's going to make another appearance, this time on the screen.
Yeah, we're playing Up in Smoke tonight at 8 o'clock at the Michigan. Stoner musicians Pedro Depakis and Anthony Manstoner unknowingly smuggle a van made entirely of marijuana from Mexico to L.A. with incompetent police sergeant Sedenko hot on their trail. We've been celebrating buddy comedies throughout this month, and this is one of the best.
You want to hear a funny story about Up in Smoke?
Yeah.
Okay. So this came out when I was 14 years old. And I convinced my dad to take me to that movie. Now, if you know my dad, he is arch conservative, has no tolerance for that kind of culture. He laughed out loud through the entirety of the movie. And then we got home. And what he said to my mother was, I can't believe the culture in this country. It's intolerable. But he loved that movie privately.
Yeah.
funny story. Got me in trouble for weeks after that, though. What else in the late night classic series is coming up?
We're playing Booksmart. This is a newer one from 2019. That'll be tomorrow at 9:30. On the eve of their high school graduation, two academic superstars and best friends realize they should have worked less and played more, and determined not to fall short of their peers, the girls try to cram 4 years of fun into one night, and this is from director Olivia Wilde and starring Caitlin Dever and Beanie Feldstein.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, is this something new, a monster matinee?
Yeah, this is our first monster matinee this Saturday. We are playing Godzilla.
Which one?
The original 1954 Godzilla. That'll be on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then immediately following that, we'll play Godzilla versus Hedorah, the 1971 film, at 3:15. That is the one where the King of Monsters faces pollution made flesh. And together, these films trace Godzilla's evolution from a solemn atomic warning to a surreal environmental adventure. And you can expect it to be grim, groovy, and gloriously destructive.
You know, there is a generation of fans for all things Godzilla. I think that's going to do quite well.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a lot of fun to see these on the big screen.
Well, what's hitting with the art house revival?
So in February, it's Black History Month, of course. So we're celebrating films that were adapting plays and literature from African American writers. And this is we're showing A Raisin in the Sun first.
I love that movie.
This will be Tuesday, February 3rd at 7 o'clock. The lauded drama follows the Youngers, an African-American family living together in an apartment in Chicago, and following the death of their patriarch, they try to determine what to do with the substantial insurance payment they'll soon receive. Opinions on what to do with the money vary. Walter Lee, played by Sidney Poitier, wants to make a business investment, while his mother, played by Claudia McNeil, is intent on buying a house for them to live in, offering two differing views of the American dream. And this film also stars Ruby Lee and Louis Gossett Jr.
I assure you, if you have not seen that movie, and go see it now, despite the fact it was made in 1961, it has resonance for conversations
of
today.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Special screening Summer of Soul coming up next week.
Yeah, this will be on Wednesday, February 4th at 7 o'clock. We're also celebrating some music-related films throughout the month of February.
And this was
February.
A good one.
And this is such a great film from 2001. Over the course of 6 weeks during the summer of 1969, thousands of people attended the Harlem Cultural Festival to celebrate Black history, culture, music, and fashion. This is from director Questlove and featuring performances by Stevie Wonder, Mahalia Jackson, Matt Roach, Nina Simone, Sly and the Family Stone, such a great lineup. And also screening in February, we'll have Jimmy Plays Monterey and Shake Otis at Monterey. That'll be February 18th. Jimi Hendrix
and Otis Redding
at the Monterey Pop Festival. And Amazing Grace, starring Aretha Franklin. This is a documentary from 2018 that'll be at the end of the month on
February 25th. I'm looking forward to all of those.
Yes.
I think that's
going
to be great. Well, if you haven't had the chance to see a couple of movies that have been out for a little while, you still have an opportunity. What is continuing in the theaters this week?
So you can still catch Voice of Hind Rajab, which just got nominated for an Oscar in the international category. That'll be this weekend at the Michigan. And at the State, you can still catch The Testament of Anne Lee, No Other Choice, The Secret Agent is also at the Michigan, and at the State, Marty Supreme and Hammond as well.
Have you seen all three of those that are continuing this week?
Oh, yeah.
And which, of the three, which was your personal
favorite? Marty Supreme is such, it's a very tense drama that just kind of flies right by you. It's a lot of fun.
Well, there you go. You have a recommendation. But pick a movie, go see it, and let us know which one you chose, and then join us again, and we'll do it next week and fill you in on all that is new in the world of film. Thank you so much, Nick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David.
For Nick Alderink, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for tuning in for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. Comes your way each Thursday, and we'll, as I mentioned, do it again next week. This is your community NPR station. It's 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti.